Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. It's good to be back to normal after having been on the road for a couple of days, actually 3 days. It's good to be back to, I said normal, didn't I? Actually, that's not the right word. Regular is the word, because we are, sometimes we do things pretty regular around here, but we don't do things, very many things that are normal. So we're back to regular, and it's good to be back home again, as always, as I'm sure you can appreciate. Beverly Williams is home. She is home and home-based. If you're talking to Beverly and she's not on the road, you know she's home-based, because she is the world's expert on home-based businesses, the co-author along with Don Cooper of The 30-Second Commute, and the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year. She's our good friend. Beverly, welcome back.
Well, thank you. I'm always glad to be here with you, whether you're on the road or not, you're regular or not.
Yeah, it's good to have you back. And Beverly, to start with, I'd just like to stop for a moment, and I don't know anybody I'd rather do this with than you, and just reflect a little bit on what's going on in the Gulf region right now. Mm-hmm. The southern Louisiana, southern Mississippi, southern Alabama, mm-hmm. those three states, and Florida. There's some parts of the panhandle of Florida as well. Pensacola is basically a suburb of Mobile. Mm-hmm. But I think about the folks down there, and this is not to take anything away, not to minimize the human suffering and the human toll that's been taken down there. But you know, my focus on this show is small businesses, mm-hmm. home based and otherwise.
Right.
And you know, I've been to that part of the world a lot. And you probably have too.
Yes.
And you drive down those roads, and there's just small business after small business after small business. The dry cleaners, the tire store, the dance studio,
the picture frame.
I was just thinking of the picture frame, the clothing, the little clothing stores, the boutique stores.
Right.
Think about the tourism that part of the world relies on, and all the vendors, all the different people who support the whole tourism thing. That without them, the tourism experience wouldn't be nearly as rich and robust.
Right.
And those people are out of business. Maybe their business is gone.
Mm-hmm.
The bank that they would put their money in is gone. The insurance company that they use to insure their business, the agent is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Their inventory is gone, and it just breaks my heart to think about what these people have worked, so many of them, for mm-hmm. so long, Beverly.
Yes.
And now it's gone.
Yes, it is just heartbreaking, as you said, and to imagine, and I know. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of home-based businesses there, so they've not only lost their home, but they've lost their business as well, as have most of them, even if their business wasn't in the home. But I was so devastated to look at the pictures and realize that people's houses, which might have also been their business, are a pile of lumber.
But a pile of lumber may be in the next county.
Yes. Yeah, wherever.
Or the next parish, if it's in Louisiana.
Yeah, it's just so unthinkable to see the pictures and to actually be there. I just can't imagine. One of the things that I guess I've always been a very positive person and always tried to look for the good in whatever, and I have been impressed by the number of people who have been interviewed as they've gone to try and find what might be left of their house or their possessions. And the spirit that so many of them mm-hmm. have already begun to show, and I think that spirit will help get them through, but I know it has got to be horrendous.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, this is in some ways, this is worse than a tsunami.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't as big, and I don't want to compare it in terms of the scale
right.
of the South Asia tsunami. I said this earlier this week. that this is worse in some ways than a tsunami, because not only did we have the water, we had the wind.
Yes.
So much damage was done by the wind, mm-hmm. and then the storm surge that came in and all the flood water. Mm-hmm. But Beverly, one of the things I'd like for the rest of us to do is just stop, and as we're watching the news, as we're listening to the news, and we're seeing the reports coming out of that part of the world about how everything has the Louisiana, southern Louisiana, certainly New Orleans and the other Gulf Coast states, so much of that tidewater area has just been abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
And when the people abandon it, I mean, literally evacuate, the economy goes too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this, the economy, the marketplace is a living, breathing entity. Mm-hmm. That people don't, that sometimes we take for granted, you and I, we take for granted that hey, I want a hamburger, I'll go get one.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I want to make a deposit, run down to the bank.
Right.
All the availability of one to another, you to me and me to you, et cetera, and on, all of that is the marketplace.
Right.
And their marketplace is gone. And to me, you know, you can rebuild a building. But the rebuilding of that building requires there to be a marketplace,
mm-hmm.
to some degree.
Right.
And so what I'm getting at is I hope the rest of us don't maybe if there's one thing that we can get out of this, besides hopefully helping those people, is maybe we can also say, you know, or start to realize how special the marketplace is.
Well, I think you're right. And I believe that we are all going to feel the impact, no matter what kind of business or consumer we are. We probably have used in some way or another the services of some of those businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Whether we've gone there as tourists and spent our money there, and that certainly helped that economy, that is no more right now, and it will take years and years to build. But we also may have been consumers of products or services of businesses there, even here, wherever mm-hmm. you're located. I have a son-in-law who regularly orders Cajun products
yep.
from a company in New Orleans.
Yep, I do the same thing.
Yeah, he's not going to be able to do that for
mm-hmm.
a long time, if ever.
Mm-hmm.
So the impact is really very far spread, both economically and lifestyle-wise, I guess
mm-hmm.
is what I'm trying to say. It, all those people, of course, like you, my focus is business. And my heart goes out to them because they've lost everything.
Stand by, Beverly. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Beverly Williams and I will be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget all the other things. Hope you'll check out my blog, too, on the homepage. Beverly Williams is on our website. Many places, quite a bit of very important perspectives and wisdom and tips and information that she's provided us over the years, lots and lots of archives, something under 1,000 archives, at least, I would think, Beverly, wouldn't you think?
Probably close to it.
Over the last almost 8 years that we've been together. Beverly, yeah. we're talking about the disaster, the tragedy, mm-hmm. no less than a tragedy. And we were talking off the air. I'm trying to remember if in my lifetime when a major city has literally been just destroyed and put out of business and shut down all around it by a natural disaster. And I can't remember anything like that. I mean, the closest thing I can think of would have to go back to World War II. And that wasn't a natural disaster. That was man-made.
Right, right.
But you know, one of the things that I think that you and I can take away from all this is to imagine what could be what we can do for two things. Number one, for the folks down there, the Red Cross can help, is helping. Anything that we can do to contribute to the different organizations that are mounting, and this is not to get businesses going again. This is just to get those folks water and food.
Right. The basic necessities of light.
Of life.
Yeah.
And so anything that we can do to contact your churches, ask them if they're participating in any of this, make sure it's a reputable organization. Uh-huh. And as the president said yesterday, Beverly, make a donation, give cash, so that cash can be turned into the resources that are packaged in such a way that they can be distributed.
Uh-huh. Right. Those are certainly the things that we all need to be doing, and hopefully everybody is. I think we generally do as a nation come together for things like this, and that's wonderful. My concern, too, is after the basic necessities of life are taken care of for these people and they begin to get their lives back, I would hope that some of the bigger companies, such as IBM and Office Depot and some of the others that deal with businesses and help support small businesses might also find a way to start some sort of a relief program for small business startups again, their restarts. So mm-hmm. many of those, if they had insurance, don't have enough to cover starting all over again.
Expect to start seeing that happen. I'm actually starting to get a few communiques.
Good. Where
companies are starting to do that sort of thing,
mm-hmm.
and that's important, and that needs to happen pretty quickly.
It does.
But as we were saying today, people don't need a job; they need a glass of water.
Right. Exactly. They need a place to lay down.
They need a dry, warm place to be, and some people just need to be rescued.
Mm-hmm.
Some
mm-hmm.
people don't, you know, before they need a glass of water, they need to be rescued out of their attics.
Right, exactly.
But, you know, Beverly, another thing that I think the rest of us can do, and this is, you know, to turn the mirror on ourselves a little bit. Think about in our own businesses, home-based or otherwise, what would happen if something like that happened to us.
Mm-hmm.
What's our contingency plan? What have we done to make to insulate our business and our all the work that we've done from being completely devastated?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about the proper insurance. I'm talking about backing up our data on our computers and taking it offsite with us. Mm-hmm. All those kinds of things.
You know, it's not something you probably think about if you're threatened with a flood or severe storms or something, but to grab that backup CD or disc or whatever it is you have, if you don't have an off-site backup system, to grab that and throw it in your purse or your briefcase or your jacket pocket, that could be one, besides your own life and ability to have your family alive, to take that with you could mean whether or not you start up your business again.
Mm-hmm.
If you have all your financials, you have your customer list, you have your marketing pieces on your computer, all those things on a disc, a piece of vinyl, stuck in your pocket, if you can think about it, might save you later on.
You know, another thing, Beverly, from a mechanical standpoint, I now work completely off of a laptop.
Mm-hmm.
That I take with me, and even though I back it up as well, it's also backed up on a hard drive that we take off the site.
Right.
When I'm in my office, I also use a docking station and a monitor
uh-huh.
and a keyboard, so I don't have to work off the smaller keyboard of the laptop. But
right.
I tell you what, laptops are a good investment for what you were just talking about.
Oh, absolutely.
To be able to just walk out of the building with them.
Right. The thing to do is to think about that.
Yeah.
As a small business owner, I'm not sure if I would. It would depend on the imminent danger, but if I had time to plan it, that is one thing that I would take with me because
mm-hmm.
it is the lifeblood of my business is being able to communicate and have all those backup files.
Beverly, give us your website, please.
www.beverlywilliams.com.
The book is called The 30-Second Commute. She and Don Cooper are the co-authors of that outstanding book. If you're home-based or want to be, you need that book. And you ought to check out Beverly's website, too. She's got good stuff there for you. Beverly, thank you for being here, as always. It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
See you next time. Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I'll be right back with Gene Greisman right after these messages. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
But when you're walking down that street and you ain't had
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.